You're listening to the audio production of Before We Were Us by Denise Hunter, published by Thomas Nelson and performed by Kim Churchill. Chapter 1. Jonah Landry elected to stay busy on the day his entire future hung in the balance. That's why the axe was poised over his head when the death rattle of his sister's Jeep Gladiator reached his ears. Finally. He swung the axe down, slicing into an upright log, and left it there. Then he grabbed his Henley shirt and headed up the slope of the resort's wooded property. A carpet of pine needles padded his eager steps, and a nattering squirrel cheered him on. He drew in a deep breath of crisp autumn air, heavy with the smoky scent of last night's bonfire. His long strides made quick work of the distance. He pulled his shirt into place just as Meg stepped from her truck. Her shoulder-length auburn waves glinted in the sunlight, and her pale skin was flushed from the trip to Portsmouth in her air-conditioning-free vehicle. "You know we have a log splitter, right? Or were you just hoping Lauren would catch a glimpse of your six-pack and start drooling?"
"It's called nervous energy. Where is it?"
She gave him a blank stare.
"Where is what?"
His heart might have stopped beating. It definitely seized in his chest for a long, panicked moment.
"Just kidding," the little brat sing-songed, smiling as if his whole future wasn't on the line here.
He was just about to throttle her when she shoved a small cream-colored box at him. He grabbed it and withdrew a rich, blue, velvety box.
"You're welcome. I had to park 3 blocks away and wait 15 minutes while they..."
"Thank you."
The lid gave a quiet squawk as he opened it, and there it was, tucked into a soft blue nest. His irritation lifted like autumn fog off the lake. Lauren had changed a lot in the 6 months since she'd come to work at Pinehaven Resort, but she still had a penchant for sparkly things, and the brilliant oval diamond dazzled. Tonight, he would take her out to eat at the landing. Then they would go for a ride on the lake in the same boat where he'd professed his love for her a month ago. The memory of that moment sent a rush of heat through him. When she'd stared up at him, her heart in those beautiful eyes, he'd wondered if he'd died and gone to heaven. What had he ever done to deserve this beautiful, resilient woman? The sound of Meg's laughter pulled him from the
sample complete. Ready to continue?